Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. Top local story, some L.A. County nurses raising concerns about new state guidance that allows asymptomatic COVID-positive healthcare workers to return to work without isolation or testing. Live to Margaret Carrero, she's in downtown L.A.
A nurse anesthesiologist at LAC USC Medical Center for more than 20 years, Kelly Zhao, says their primary goal is to take good care of their patients.
Not to pass the coronavirus to them, not to spread virus to them, not to put them at more danger.
She says if healthcare providers are infected with COVID, they should stay home like the regular public. They are seeking public support as well as support from the Board of Supervisors. The LA County Department of Health Services issuing a statement to KNX saying it is reviewing the proposed guidelines but has not adopted or issued an official policy. The department also noted that the guidance from the state is not a mandate for hospital systems, but rather a set of guidelines that hospitals can take into consideration when adjusting a return-to-work criteria. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
In the midst of this big COVID surge, L.A. school students return to the classroom today, some of them anyway. The district had more than 60,000 people, students and school employees, test positive for COVID.
Despite the big surge, middle school students in Sylmar were saying they were ready to return to the classroom.
I think it's pretty nice. I'm more of an in-person learner.
She says she's already received the COVID vaccine, so she wasn't overly concerned. Her friend wasn't worried either.
I don't really have any concerns. I'm fully vaccinated, too.
But of course, there were some glitches on day number one, like with the district website going down.
We thought that, you know, again, we might have something like this occur, and we apologize for that, but I think everyone's getting through.
And the interim superintendent also said they could have some issues on the school bus routes.
What happens with busing is if we don't have enough drivers, they will circle back around. And so, again, we asked our parents to be very patient about the first bumps along the way.
She says they have many contingency plans in place, but that does not include one that would prompt the closure of schools at a certain point. In Sylmar, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The scenes outside many L.A. schools looked sadly familiar this morning with long, very slow-moving lines.
Blame the app. Again, kids getting error messages on their daily pass. Jackie Agor's son goes to Thomas Starking Middle School in Hollywood.
We couldn't get onto the website, and then once we pulled up to the school, the line was actually longer. And I was like, I'm not going to make you wait in that line.
So cool mom took her son for donuts until things calmed down. Here's L.A. school board member Nick Melvoin.
Yeah, it's disappointing. This happened in August, and I had assurances, you know, from Microsoft that it was ready to go.
It wasn't.
Folks had to both upload their negative test results on the Daily Pass app and then download their Daily Pass. So there was user traffic both ways.
And kids left waiting in lines again, in some cases 45 minutes or longer. Vicki Moore, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage this morning, LA Unified's John Burroughs Middle School, that's near the Miracle Mile, welcomed many eager virus negative students back in person today.
We went like the whole seventh grade not being here. Everybody looked different.
The mood generally upbeat as hundreds of students lined the sidewalk waiting to get verified that they had had a negative COVID test. Those who didn't were offered a rapid test on site. If it was negative, they could go to class.
Definitely beats being online. Half the time, I can't even tell what's happening because it's being glitchy and stuff. You don't have to worry about that when you're looking at your teacher in real life.
It's a little bit bittersweet for him. He's happy to see his friends, obviously. He's a little freaked out.
It's not so safe, but you just got to take care of yourself.
The school population here, 1,700 students roughly, didn't look like there were that many who actually showed up, but those who did, they had about an hour and a half wait to get in and get back to the routine. Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Orange County is getting ready to do a comprehensive count of its homeless population, but it's having some trouble recruiting census takers because of the pandemic. The count is scheduled in 2 weeks, and officials say they only have about 134 volunteers instead of the 650 they were hoping for. Officials say they still plan to move forward with the count, but with the county employees doing some of the work along with other nonprofits that work with Orange County homeless. City officials are mourning the loss of an off-duty LAPD officer during a robbery attempt in South LA last night. The officer, Fernando Arroyos, looking to buy a house with his girlfriend when he was shot and killed. William Briggs, president of the LA Police Commission.
He died at the hands of vicious cowards. Those who perpetrated this horrible act, they will be caught. They will be prosecuted.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti called the man a hero, the officer who was trying to protect his family. He says the investigation is ongoing.
Because this happened outside the city of L.A., the Sheriff's Department is taking the lead on all of the investigations with very strong support from our robbery homicide officers as well.
Authorities looking for three suspects who fled the scene in a black pickup truck. Meanwhile, a state appeals court is upholding the firings of two LAPD officers who were more interested in playing Pokemon, a game, while they're on duty than responding to a report of a robbery in progress. They lost their jobs after a monitoring system in their patrol car caught them ignoring the robbery call and focusing instead on catching some character in that game. They challenged the firings on grounds that the recording was improperly used as evidence against them, but the court rejected that argument.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.